Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Hello, world. It's good to be back for 2011 with the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. It's good to be back with you as the racing season is about ready to kick into full gear. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, whether you're with us live or listening to us on the podcast, on your iPod or on demand or however. Thanks for tuning in. I'm TJ Buffenbarger, and back again. It's the third year we've done this show off and on, and we've had some hiatuses when we've had to do studio remodels, equipment upgrades, all kinds of stuff, and this time we just had to wait for our new studio to warm up enough that we could go ahead and do it. It's in the basement here at the at my home, and it's not quite done yet. It's getting there, but it has no carpet, and it's very cold. So it was a little too chilly to do some of our wintertime shows, but we're back in action as the spring racing season's about ready to get underway. Several ways you can participate in tonight's show, and we highly recommend you doing so. You can leave us feedback on the Facebook page for TJSlideways.com. You can leave comments and questions on there. Also, our Twitter account, which will be very active during the racing season. Every year it is, and a lot of people have fun with our Twitter account. It's at TJSlideways, if you look on there. Or you can email the show the old-fashioned way, radio@TJSlideways.com. Of course, all of our guests tonight will appear via the Rocket Headers hotline, and we have a nice selection of guests to start out our first show with for 2011. We have scheduled to join us Sam Haverteep Jr., your winner of the ASCS Gulf South Region Opener at the Golden Triangle Raceway Park last Saturday, and actually on Friday. Saturday's event was rained out, and he's probably going to have an interest in this weekend's ASCS Lone Star Region event. That's going to be held at his father's racetrack at Lone Star Speedway. So we're going to talk about the racetrack, Sam's plans for 2011. He's been on the show before. He's a great guest, so look forward to talking to him. Also, we're going to talk to Joe Irwin. Joe is the vice president of the Michigan Traditional Sprints. We're going to talk to him about their upcoming season. That's going to be a trend over the next month or so. You're going to, actually, over the next 2 months, you're going to hear lots of promoters, lots of race series heads on the show because we're getting ramped up for racing season, and we're going to have him on. And then Rob Goodman from the Hartford Motor Speedway also announces at the Kokomo Speedway. Hartford made the announcement about a month ago that the World of Outlaws sprint cars are going to return to Hartford in September. And we're going to look forward to that because that's practically in our backyard. And two Michigan World of Outlaws stops in the my own backyard this year, so that's pretty cool. And we're going to talk to Rob about how that World of Outlaws show came about and what we can expect at Hartford and at Kokomo for 2011. But, of course, as always, we got to go over, there isn't much, but
the latest dirt.
The latest dirt this week is pretty calm as rain spoiled most of the racing around the country. It was pretty remarkable the amount of rainouts that occurred, especially on Saturday this early in the year. But Lincoln Speedway did escape the rain. Brian Monteith picking up the icebreaker victory after the original icebreaker was snowed out 1 week before. And Steve Kinzer and Joey Saldana picked up the victory with the World of Outlaws, both winning features on NASCAR weekend over there at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The interesting incident was between Jason Sides and Sammy Swindell after an on-track incident. Sides apparently leaned in to talk to Sammy, and on his way out, allegedly pulled a spark plug wire. Now, this isn't going to get as much play as I thought it would in the internet world, at the forums and stuff. I thought this would be a real hot topic. And I think it would be if it would have happened at Williams Grove or at Eldora or anywhere a little more. And I know Vegas is high profile, but the NASCAR track's kind of a little different crowd. If it would have happened at a sprint car venue, it's a regular sprint car haunt, it could have been interesting. Like Chico this weekend, if it would have happened in the Mini Gold Cup, look out. That could have been wild. And we mentioned Haverteep winning the first ASCS race for the Gulf South region. Of course, the Lone Star region opens up this weekend. So that finishes up our quick
The Latest Dirt,
Latest Dirt segment. Now, this upcoming season, this is going to be kind of neat. We're going to do several road shows, and we're not sure how this first one's going to work out. We're going to do a lot of tape stuff. I don't know how much of it's going to be live, but this week is the West Michigan Race Car Show, and this is down, this is the second year for this event. It's at Center Point Mall in Grand Rapids. It's actually a little closer to Kentwood. And the Musty Extreme Sprint Car Series, the Ivy Super Sprints, I-96 Speedway, Kalamazoo Speedway, Winston Motor Speedway, Merritt Speedway, a lot of the area racetracks are putting this out. But there is going to be a little more of a sprint car presence this year. Autovalley Super Sprints and Musty Extreme Sprint Cars are bringing in cars, and there's a couple other sprint cars entered in the show. And we're going to use that opportunity to talk to a lot of the promoters locally here for our Michigan audience that are hosting the sprint car races this year. We're going to talk to them a little bit about what to expect in 2011. Should be an interesting show. It's going to be probably Friday night now. It was going to be Saturday, but I think we're going to go Friday night now on that program. Stay tuned to TJSlideways.com to find out when we're going to have the show. We're going to head over there on opening night, try to get some interviews. Some of it will be taped. Some of it will be live. If we can get a good internet connection, we'll do the show live from the mall. If we can't, we'll do it in studio, but we'll bring back plenty of recordings and stuff from the big race car show. And you might also wonder, what in the world is TJ doing for 2011? Everyone out, you know what, you know, all the outlaw teams, all the all-star teams, everyone's announced their plans or looking for rides. What the heck's TJ doing? Well, I'm going to bounce around and hit a little bit of everything. We're kind of going back to a schedule similar to what we had about 2002, 2003. We're going to be doing a little more traveling outwardly, but less mileage actually than we've done in the past. It's kind of weird. We're traveling to Ohio and Indiana and stuff a lot more, but we're actually going to be home more. I don't know how that works out, but it does. And we're going to go to some of the big shows. We're going to, in the area. We're going to, right now, tentatively have an Indiana Sprint Week planned trip, a Kings Royal trip planned. We're going to do some other ones, and we're going to do some shows from the hotels, just like we did Canada for those programs. So we're really excited about that. Mud Cloud Bob's going to join me for those, and it should be an awesome deal. I mean, our 2011 schedule, there's still a couple things to work out. Got to work out a couple kinks in scheduling, but you're going to be out to about 40 shows this year, and hopefully we'll be able to be out and see you at one of them somewhere along the line. And it's a good mix of traveling and still staying true to our local scene for our Michigan listeners here, too. And it should be interesting. We're going to cover asphalt, dirt, super modifieds, midget, sprint cars, Silver Crown cars, a little bit of everything worked into our 2011 schedule. And a couple of places we're going to go to for the first time, at least with since we've been doing the radio show, and a couple of tracks for the first time ever. Like one of the races, Flat Rock, the MSA Super Modifieds are going to be there. We are going to take that in tentatively. That's the night where everything seems to be happy. The Jack Hewitt Classic at Waynesfield's that night. The All-Stars are at Butler. There's a couple big races in Ohio. There's that race. There's the Flat Rock race. There's the Big Sod ESS NRA show in Canada. I mean, there's everything going that night. So we could pretty much end up anywhere. Right now, MSA Super is at Flat Rock just because we've been looking for an excuse to go there. And we're trying to squeeze in a return to Plymouth, Indiana, too, at some point. I haven't been there since I was a little kid, and we'd like to go see people down there and see what's going on. It's a nice mix of asphalt and dirt, too. And it's one of the biggest misconceptions with the website is the asphalt versus dirt thing. People always ask me, well, are you more a pavement guy, you're more a dirt guy, and, oh, I wouldn't cross the street for pavement, and, you know, the pavement people wouldn't go get dirty or whatever. And I like actually a nice mix of both. I do more dirt racing, but that's just the nature of the beast, because there is more dirt racing than there is asphalt sprint car racing as a whole. But we've tried to get a nice mix of everything in, and one thing, cool thing about the pavement deals, when you know a track's good, and you see a good show at a pavement track, generally, you're going to see a good show there pretty much every time. Like, Angola is a good example of that this year. I heard great things about Angola. Finally went there last year. Great show. Kalamazoo Speedway, same way. It's one of the nicest little blacktop tracks I ever go to. Good racing there. You pretty much see a good show every time you're there. Berlin Raceway, same way. Good show every time you're there. It's very consistent. It's actually one of the advantages over dirt racing. When you get a good pavement track, you generally see a good show there every time. You know, and some of the pavement tracks that it's harder to pass on, or maybe the shows aren't as good, they're pretty consistent. You know, program's not going to be maybe to your liking there. The dirt, it's kind of like a mixed bag, but that's kind of the fun of the dirt deal. You get the different track conditions. You might see a wild cowboy up rough track one night. It might be bone slick the next in one groove, and yeah, they can't win them all, you know. Sometimes they'll lock down to one groove at the bottom, but that's part of the aspect of it, and I don't really favor one or the other, to be honest. In fact, if anything, you know, I've become more favorable to pavement racing in my old age. There's an old joke, you know, running around, that's just what you get into when you get older, but you know, I still, you know, I like everything about it. That's the wonderful thing about our sport, non-wing, wing, you know, whatever engine displacement you want to use, or blacktop or dirt, there's something for everybody, and there's a wide variety of things to take in, and I'm blessed with living in one of the greatest areas to do this, because I'm within a four-hour radius of being able to see virtually every major series in the sprint car world, besides a couple of the Western series that don't come out, you know, further than the Rockies and the Pennsylvania Posse. Outside of that, pretty much everybody comes through the neighborhood. And it's pretty cool to see, because we can see a little bit of everything, get a sample of the best of the world. And that's kind of what's made TJsLiveRace.com over the years, is the sampling of the best of the world. So we want to continue that, and we're going to do that into 2011. With that, we're going to take a break, but we want to remind race fans that coming up at one of our sponsors, their spot isn't race, so you get to hear me instead. The Oshawegan Speedway, Tuesday, July the 26th, Tony Stewart's going to take on the Corpac Sprint Cars. It's the night before the World of Outlaws show, and tickets are available, 1-888-720-7223 or OshawegianSpeedway.com. They are on sale Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't call right now. They're not answering the phone, but tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., get your Tony Stewart tickets at the Oshawegan Speedway. And don't forget, at the same time, you can pick up your World of Outlaws tickets for July the 27th. Back to a midweek show. It's a Wednesday night, one night only, the World of Outlaws at Oshawegan Speedway. So when we come back, we're going to have Sam Hafer, Tate Jr. We're going to have Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Sprints. If we can get him, he says he's going to try to get him, but Rob Goodman from Hartford Motor Speedway and the Kokomo Speedway. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Well, we're getting back into the groove for 2011 here on the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. Our first guest of the year is the Vice President of the Michigan Traditional Sprints. They have a nice schedule on tap for 2011. Going to take in some new things, have some neat holiday weekend plans you can take in. And Joe Irwin's joining us on the phone. Joe, thanks for taking some time out to join us tonight.
Oh, it's no problem. Happy to be on.
All right, it's good to have you on. Now, first thing I noticed, this schedule has grown since its first release, and we don't see that happen too often. Usually when a schedule is, and in fact, there's even changes since I've looked at this a couple of times, but it looks like you have a real nice schedule mapped out with some neat holiday weekend things and a neat variety of tracks, and it looks like the series has some good momentum coming into 2011.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. Schedule is coming together real nice. There's still actually a couple more possibilities of and a couple other deals, but what we got on the website there, mtsprints.com, we do have, that's pretty decently solid right there. It's tentative, but it's pretty much solid.
Now, a couple of things I know straight away. Well, one of them is now TBA, so the date's moved. But the July 3rd date, Cherry Raceway on a Sunday night, that should be a really neat opportunity. So maybe some people that haven't seen you guys or something have the regular racetrack or something. With the holiday weekend, you don't have to worry about going to work on Monday and come out and see you guys at Cherry.
Yeah, I really like the holiday weekend deals. You know, in the past, we've always done the Crystal Speedway for Memorial Weekend, and added on the July 3rd since the 4th is Monday, and the other TBA was going to be Labor Day weekend, and we're still working on that right now. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that deal, especially I know that the wing deal is going to have, I think, Friday, Saturday, so it'll be a, if we can keep that going, it'll be a three-day weekend for sprint cars.
Yeah, it'll be nice for people with the travel. Of course, couple of the bigger shows on the schedule. First off, let's talk about Merritt, now Merritt Raceway, Friday, August 5th, and Saturday, August 6th. The Sprint Tick makes a return here, and that's an event you guys are trying to build up with Merritt, a two-day affair, which is a little bit different. Tell us about trying to build that event up.
Yeah, it's basically Merritt's known for their Wood Tick weekend with the late models, and something that we're trying to put together to get a good, nice two-day sprint car show here in Michigan. And, we had our first one last year, went pretty decent, I think, for a first off deal, and had, quite a few guys travel up, being that it was a two-day deal, had some Ohio cars come up and race against us Michigan guys. And I think it went really well, and it's, something we're going to keep working on and keep building, and hopefully, make it quite, you know, just as big as the Wood Tick is.
And, of course, some other dates. You guys aren't afraid to hit the road. You are going to visit Millstream Speedway a couple of times, and that'll be a neat deal working with, you know, everyone over there at Millstream. And then, of course, August 20th, the Jack Hewitt Classic. You guys are involved with that as well.
Yep. I work real closely with Dean Miracle. He was running Waynesfield the last couple of years. He's supports the non-wing deal down in Ohio pretty heavy, and like to work together and make some good shows. The Millstream deal, both of those shows are going to be Road to the Hewitt qualifiers, and also, like you said, the Waynesfield show is going to be the big Jack Hewitt Classic, be a big money show down there, and it's always great racing down at Waynesfield, and I'm hoping that Millstream is just as good.
And, of course, you know, that the changes over there at Millstream and stuff, that's going to be kind of an interesting deal with Sunday nights and stuff. Hopefully they can get the show over with so everyone can get out of there early. But a couple of other Sundays that you have on the schedule, at least one of them, over at the Crystal Motor Speedway on Memorial Day weekend, you also have your season finale there, Ron Flynn. And that's a real neat place to see the non-wing sprint cars. And I know at least on that the 29th date, you can make a two-day weekend of it up there.
Yep, they do have racing on Saturday that weekend with a lot of their regular classes, and then they bring us in on Sunday, and it's a big camp-out deal. Everybody brings their campers and goes watch racing for 2 days, you know what I mean, kind of like what we got going with the Merritt Sprint Tick deal. It's kind of a a party with some racing going on. So it's always a good time, you know. We like working with Ron Flynn, and we always have a good time out there at Crystal, and always have some good racing going on, too.
Yeah, I know it's early, and a lot of people are probably still making their plans, but who are some of the new faces we might be able to see with the Michigan Traditional Sprint Cars when they come through the area this year?
As far as new stuff, I'm not sure. I haven't got a whole lot of word on new faces, but, you know, heard rumors here and there of certain guys maybe coming out, and they haven't raced with us before, guys that race Wing quite a bit. We'll have mostly the same kind of guys that we had last year. Joe Bears won a couple features with us, and Mike Galaja, previous champion. I'm sure we'll have some of the Ohio boys come up and race with us a few more times. And, you know, that July 16th at Butler Speedway, we usually get some surprises out there, being that so many tracks are shut down with the with the big King's Royal deal, and everybody kind of shuts down, so it's kind of a opportunity for some of those Ohio guys to come on up here and have some fun with us.
Yeah, it's always billed the Michigan versus Ohio shootout, and that's been a real successful event for you over there at Butler. That's maybe, I'd say right now, maybe you're you know, probably the biggest growth event you guys have had, where you've maybe had the biggest growth that as far as attention and stuff paid towards that program.
Yep, the Ohio Michigan deal is a pretty big deal. We've had some, you know, pretty big names try to win it or won it, and still working on a sponsor for that, and possibly another date in Ohio that might host it. But either way, I know if we don't do it at Millstream or Waynesfield, those are, you know, two top contenders that might also host, you know, since they're already on the schedule. And but we're looking at some other stuff, and possibly might be trying to work with the new Boss Series down in Ohio, and another non-wing deal that we're looking forward to maybe working with, and combining some stuff together and make some good Midwest non-wing racing that's, I guess, not in Indiana. Because that's basically the main deal is Indiana, and just trying to grow it out a little bit and push it over into Ohio and Michigan and just make it a big deal around here.
All right, Joe. So if someone wants to find out where they can see MTS this year, where can they go for more information?
The website's a great spot with a lot of information on it, mtsprints.com. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. The Twitter is pretty much, you know, I mean, when we get racing and get going, there'll be a lot more stuff on there, but I usually try to throw some information on Facebook as much as possible. We're going to be hopefully doing a lot of stuff on the Internet this year. Going to be working with Trevor Hollis, our announcer, and try to put some more stuff together as far as video and interviews and kind of the stuff you were talking about earlier on. We're going to try to be doing the same stuff with the MTS Sprint Series, and just looking forward to doing that, too, and being on the Internet with some more information for everybody.
That sounds great. Well, Joe, wish you the best of luck this year, and look forward to seeing you guys out at the racetrack.
All righty. Another thing I wanted to add was Lane Automotive will be with us again this year. I'd like to thank them guys for working with us at really helping us grow and get going, and just giving a shout-out to everybody at Lane, and glad to be working with you.
And taking care of the sponsors is always great. Joe, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you later on in the year.
All right, thank you.
That's Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Sprints. Well, first guest is out of the way, and we still have several to go, so we're going to go ahead. We will have coming up Sam Hapertape Jr., and if we can get him on the line, we're going to try to get Rob Goodman from the Hartford Motor Speedway and the Kokomo Speedway. So I want to thank Joe for coming on, and we have to take another break. We'll come back with those guys and more. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledge representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
And rolling right into another segment, and are joining us on the Rocket Headers Hotline, the winner of last weekend's ASCS Gulf South Regional Open at the Golden Triangle Raceway, Sam Haferdape Jr. Sam, thanks for joining us tonight.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's good to have you on again, and a good way to start out the ASCS part of your season, picking up the win over at Golden Triangle, but it sounds like Wayne Johnson certainly made you work for it.
Yeah, you know, he had a pretty good car, and he took the lead pretty early in the race, and we were actually struggling there early on, and kind of got it together there late, and just started running the top pretty hard, and kind of getting through there. Nobody was really running the top, so it was easy to get up there and pass cars.
And Coach went in there to pick up the win, and it sounds like ASCS type racing is something we'll be seeing you do more of this year. You have been focusing a lot on the 410 stuff, but this year you're doing kind of a pick and choose deal with your schedule. Why did you decide to change your approach to that?
Well, I mean, it's not just we haven't changed our approach to running more 360 shows. We just kind of changed our approach to do things that actually makes sense. Like this weekend, you know, we had the chance to either go out to Las Vegas and run with the Outlaws or run somewhere 4 hours from my house. It was 3,000 win two nights in a row, and obviously running on a regional level, we do expect to win. I mean, because we race with the World Outlaws all the time, it makes you definitely a lot tougher. And going to run with the Outlaws, you know, you're thinking realistically, if we've been running like we've been running all year, you know, we ran six three times in a row and been pretty solid, but to drive 20 hours from the house to drive out to Vegas and run out there, you know, it was probably a little smarter idea to stay home pretty, you know, 4 hours from the house and collect a pretty good paycheck.
I would agree with that. And of course, you have somewhat about as much of a home game as you're going to get this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the house. You know, it doesn't pay $3,000 this weekend, but you know, it's just kind of for my family and for my parents, because they don't get to see us a whole lot. So you know, we're gonna be here at the Lone Star Speedway this weekend, and we're gonna have a really good car count, a lot of competitive cars. A lot of guys haven't got to race all year, so you know, you're gonna see a lot of guys come out this weekend, and you know, it's gonna be definitely tough competition for sure.
Why get into the racetrack business with the Lone Star Speedway?
You know, it's something that, you know, my dad and mom have always really, you know, they've always really wanted to, you know, we want to always be involved in racing, and this racetrack has been out in East Texas for numerous years and just never been successful, and it should be successful. You know, it has every right to be successful. It's probably one of the nicest facilities in Texas, and it's just it's a nice place, and we've actually shortened the racetrack up, and it's really taken a nice shape, and we're really looking forward to it this year. Just it's something that my dad and mom would really like, and they enjoy, and obviously, you know, you want to make a small profit off of it as well. You know, the number one key is to be successful at, you know, making this track succeed, and you know, that's what they're geared to doing, and they're doing a heck of a job right now.
And, of course, this is Sam Avery, Dave Jr. We're going to be, you'll be out at Lone Star Speedway with the family racetrack and the Lone Star region. Something a little different for ASCS this year. You're, you know, within pretty close proximity in most of those shows. How many of those races do you foresee taking in?
Well, I don't see a whole lot. You know, just this part of the year is really dead for a lot of racing, or a lot of sprint car racing. And especially 410 stuff. I primarily want to run 410 stuff, but, you know, during this time of the year, there's not a lot of choices. So, you know, we're going to, instead of going out west to California, you know, we're going to hit probably, I would say, three or four more shows around here before we head out in April. We're going to head up to Attica for the All-Star shows and then stay out for a while. And but I don't see us running, you know, over 10 regional races, and I don't see us running over 10 national level races on the ASCS deal, just because there's so much 410 stuff going on, and we've got to deal with Ponchos this year when we're running their car down in PA for the speed weeks, and you know, we've got about 30 shows with them guys, so you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on this year, so don't see us running any more than about 10 regional shows and 10 national shows.
How did your deal with Ponchos come together?
Well, you know, it actually was kind of weird. You know, I met the guys probably, and at the point, you know, I'd never actually done business with them, and, you know, and I'd met them probably two or three years ago, and they asked me to drive their car in Charlotte, and, you know, it was something that I definitely thought was a positive deal, because it's, you know, 1,500 miles for me to drive out there, and them guys was a lot closer, and it definitely saved me money on my traveling expenses, and actually built a really good friendship. You know, Tab and Poncho are really great guys, and, you know, we built a pretty good friendship there, and we always stayed in touch, and, you know, I'd stop by their shop or see them on the phone, and, you know, it's really, they're just really good guys, and, you know, I'm pretty fortunate to be able to drive their car, and they've got really nice stuff, and, you know, I definitely look forward to driving their car, and you can look to see big things out of us when we go out to PA, because we're definitely going to have good equipment, that's for sure.
I was going to say, you're kind of going to the hornet's nest there a little bit. I mean, that's got to be, that's pretty much as tough, you know, as tough as going on the Outlaw Tour. I mean, they kind of have the home track advantage and stuff. What are you going to do to maybe offset that?
Well, we always run good at Grove. I mean, we almost won there last spring. We're always a contender. You know, we're one of the top, every time we go there with the Outlaws, we're one of the top Outlaw finishers every time. I've just taken a liking to that place, and with Poncho's experience around the Grove and everything, I'm pretty sure we'll be pretty fast when we get down there. You know, I really like racing at that track, and it seems like a really good fit for me. You know, Ponchos, you know, and me at the Grove, I think we can do big things there.
And, you know, are you primarily going to stick to Pennsylvania with that car, or might that car venture out, maybe do a Kings Royal or Knoxville Nationals, or are you pretty much going to be in the 15 car for the big races?
Well, Poncho and Tab talked about maybe doing a few races like that. We'll probably go out to Charlotte with them again at the end of the year, and possibly do the Nationals. It's just kind of up to whatever they want to do. I told them I would be open to whatever they wanted to do and whenever they wanted to race. If they told me right now they wanted to race 50 times this year, you know, I'd definitely run. But I told them I'd run however many times they wanted to run, and when they didn't want to run, I'd run my own car, and, you know, that's what we're going to do right now.
You know, when you picture your career, is it right now at the place where you saw it maybe 5 years ago right now, or are you in a better spot, or maybe did you wish you were maybe in a little different position compared to, like, 5, 10 years ago, you know, where you thought you'd be at this point and where you're at? How does that differ?
You know, it's always really hard to say. You know, I definitely thought, you know, especially after last year, we had quite a few heartbreaks. You know, it seemed like we let 4 outlaw wins get away from us last year, you know, just, you know, and maybe it's just inexperience on my part, or maybe just things didn't fall right. You know, at the Grove, we led over half the race and we're gone at the spring race, and then Raymer comes from 24th and beats us with like 2 to go. And, you know, out in Edmonton, we had a race where I led the first 29 laps with shots making attempts on me, and Myers making attempts on me, and they couldn't do nothing with me. And then with 6 to go, Joey slides me and takes the lead, and we get screwed up and we run third, you know. And, you know, just there, another instance was at Sedalia. We took off and we were leading by like 2.5 seconds, and it laid rubber on the bottom, and I didn't know it, and Sides got by me, and I jumped down and ran second behind him. You know, there's just stuff like that happened last year that really makes me think that, you know, I definitely think we should have had more wins by now on outlaw level. I figured we'd have a few wins by now, but it doesn't disappoint me that we don't. It just, you know, I definitely know it's there. You know, we've been in the position several times, and I think, you know, I definitely think we're on pace, like any other guy has ever been on pace. You know, if you look through all the guys' careers, just to compare me to some other guys that are succeeding, like Joey and them guys, I mean, I think I'm on the right pace. I don't think I'm going any faster than those guys did. I mean, I don't really know their past histories, but I know, you know, all I know is mine. And I, you know, if you compare me to them guys right now at that same age, I think we're doing fairly well. I mean, I'm pleased with the way everything's gone. I mean, you always want more, but, you know, at the end of the day, if I look down and see what I've done, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Now, one last question. When you're on the Outlaw Tour, sometimes you get in the vacuum. Do you see the improvement when you're on the Outlaw Tour, or sometimes does it take going to maybe an ASCS regional race or something to go, you know, man, I've gotten this much faster?
You know, actually, the guy that really helps me really see my improvements is my crew guy, Daryl. He's been with me for about 2 years now, and he really, this year, he's really pointed out to me. He said, you know, Sam, you're finishing races. He goes, you're driving a lot smarter. He goes, right now, he goes, you're driving better than you ever have. And I can't really tell it. You know, I just assume that, you know, I'm doing the same things I've done before. But, you know, then when I sit back and I look back at what he's told me, you know, I really am seeing a big difference. You know, I've actually started over the winter. I've never really pursued going to the gym and doing stuff like that. But over the winter, I've tried to get, you know, my fitness level up, and I definitely think that's helped my mental focus through the last half of the race. You know, I definitely believe that has helped for sure. And, but, you know, when you get out there racing with those guys, you don't see improvements. You're right. You just don't, because you're just in the zone the whole time, and, you know, you're going through the motions, and you're doing maintenance on the car. You're getting ready for the next race, and there's so many other things that go beyond what actually driving the race car that you don't really even think about it. And I could definitely see like improvement from my first year to my second year, and then, you know, over winter time I could see the improvement to the next year, but I can't see it through the middle of the year. I just never have been able to see it. But when I have like 2 or 3 months off to focus and to realize what I did the year before and then come back the next year, I definitely do see improvements. So, you know, that's the only time I really do see improvements, but, I definitely know it's there because, you know, we're obviously running really solid this year, and, you know, we really have a good season. I'm looking forward to the season. I think this is going to be a really breakout year for us, and I hope so for sure anyway.
All right, Sam, I'm sure you have some people to thank. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yep, sorry. I was just saying, you probably have some people you need to thank as well.
Yeah, you know, I got to thank, you know, Kaiser Wheels. I mean, them guys have been with us from day one. I mean, and I said that in Victory Lane. I mean, there's some guys that have been with us like that. You know, Kaiser Wheels, obviously Lone Star Speedway has been with us from, you know, ever since we've got that track. And you know, I got to thank Gear Speed Shop, Smiley's Racing Products, Finish Line Machining, DMI just came on board this year, PDMX and Jocks. I mean, all these guys, they really do a heck of a job for us. And, you know, and GPC Race Products, they're new. They got the rod ends and fittings and wing fire valves and stuff like that and wing rams. They're a new company coming out, and they're doing big things, and we're just glad to have all those guys part of our team, because without those guys helping us out, you know, we couldn't do what we do, and it's just, I'm glad to have them guys as part of our team for sure.
Well, Sam, we're glad to have you on again. We'll make sure to look you up when you come out to the Midwest. I think we're going to be at Attica, so we'll look you up and wish you the best of luck, and good luck through the rest of the season.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, that's Sam Hayford Tate Jr., good guy. We've had him on several times, and he's always been an awesome guest for us, and really good kid. I met him for the first time, actually, of all places, at the Shiawassee County Fairgrounds, announcing a race, and sat in the popping of Rick Ferkel, and you could tell the kid wanted to be on the road at that point, and has gone on and done a great job for us, and being on the show has carved out a nice little career for himself, and Ohio fans, look for him. You heard him. He's going to be at the Coeur Spring Nationals, as will we tentatively right now, with the All-Star Circuit of Champions in April. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Rob Goodman on the line for the Hartford Motor Speedway and the Kokomo Speedway, and then we'll get my final thoughts. You're listening to TJ Slyboy's Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
We just received our first in-show like, Jason Wright. We like you, too. Thank you for liking TJSlideways.com. Glad to have you on board. Well, we kind of got Rob Goodman on short notice. We got a cell phone voicemail, so we're going to reschedule Rob for next week. That's our bad. We just didn't connect. So we're going to have Rob on next week. So my final thoughts. We have the 2011 season ahead of us. And 2010 had some definite rough spots, but definitely had some good spots too. I'm not placing any expectations on 2011. I'm not going to say I think it's going to be the greatest season ever. I'm not going to go on and say I'm not going to like the way 2011 is going to shape up. I'm going to take it kind of NASCAR style. Let's just say, one race at a time. I'm not going to judge a whole season on a whole yet. That's something we can do reflectively. I plan on pretty much taking it week to week. I'm not going to get too up or too down on what I see. I'm just going to kind of take it week to week, and I think we'll have a lot of fun. That's the whole idea of this, after all, no matter when we're little kids or whatever we're introduced to the sport. Generally, we do this because we want to have fun, and some people go on to do this more seriously. They do it for a living. And people that do grind out a living on this don't always make the best of livings, but they love what they do, and they're happy about doing it. And that's one of the great things about our sport. So one of the things I plan on doing, we're going to take it week to week, starting this week with the West Michigan Race Car Show over at Center Point Mall. Look out for us over there. We'll be there opening night, taping some of the interviews for our first live remote for the 2011 season. I want to thank Tom DeVette and everyone over there. And if all goes well, I'm going to try to make it out to Attica Raceway Park on opening night, but if not, I'll probably go down the road, take in some micro sprint racing at the Deltaplex just to kind of get my chops back under me. I haven't done any indoor racing this year for the second year in a row, and I think my lungs thank me for that, but mainly it was just I was too busy. We've been renovating here at the house, and the studio's been part of that, hence why we had some downtime, and hopefully we'll get the carpet in next week so my feet don't freeze, in the meantime, though, but I got to get my chops back, so I'll probably do that with the Deltaplex. And then, tentatively, we're going to go to the Coors Spring Nationals or Eldora or one night at each. We don't know yet how that's going to work. Weather could play into that. And tentatively, we're going to do the three-night USAC swing, Lawrenceburg Speedway, Gassy I-69 Speedway, and Kokomo Speedway. Take 3 nights of USAC action in before we head to the opening night at Spartan Speedway for the Spartan Sprints. Told you, variety. That's what we love here. We'll be at the World of Outlaws show in Eldora. Probably a couple sideshows in between there, and we'll throw in something else probably before I get everything set up. But I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. We're going to go ahead and wind this down. Next week, we're going to try to get Rob on, and working on feelers for a couple of West Coast series to talk about next week. There's a lot of neat things going on the West Coast. So we're going to head kind of over in that direction, and we're going to see who we can round up. But it's good to be back in the chair here at the Open Wheel Spectacular. I'll thank everybody for listening live or on the podcast. If you had a chance, thank you for tuning in. And we have a lot of neat things coming up this year, and this is one of the more fun things we get to do at the website all week. We're going to have some different guest hosts throughout the year. It's going to be fun, and we're going to have a good time doing it. So on behalf of myself, Mud Claude Bob, back home at the Charlotte studio, and everybody else, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways.